It's time again for an update from Oceanside Community Safety Volunteers. Michael Garland is sitting in the studio across from me. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave.
How you doing?
I am doing wonderful. It's Oceanside.
Paradise.
That's right.
Okay. You gave me an advanced list here. Lots to talk about. Do you want to start at the top with shredding? Because that's my number one here.
Well, you know what? Ripping and tearing, yes. But
good
even
stuff.
More importantly, because we deal with a lot of people with high incomes like yourself, Dave, that always have to get rid of their tax receipts. Because I'm sure you, being the keener that you are, you probably filed your income tax already.
Oh, sure.
So every 7 years, you should be, you only keep them for 7 years. So the seventh year, you'd kind of dump them and you should get rid of them safely. So what we're offering on April the 27th at the Wembley Center, we're having our annual paper shredding event.
Yay.
Confidential paper shredding event.
The way it needs to be. What with my papers?
Well, with your, we don't want that information getting out there. So we are going to have the RCMP. We will have our partners Best Shredding at Ladysmith. They'll come up with a mobile unit that will shred on site so that you know that you'll watch your documents being shredded.
Into teeny tiny little pieces.
Tiny, teeny little pieces, and knowing with confidence that that stuff is being taken care of. So
perfect.
It's a great opportunity, and it's a fundraiser for us, so donations are gladly accepted, and it goes towards supporting our many programs.
Okay. All right. Next.
Next.
Are we moving along? We're ready to move along?
We can move along. We can indeed.
Now, the this month, as you noted for all of us, was Distracted Driving Month.
It was indeed. So,
and I drove as distracted as I could. No. Auto crime reduction bait cars are coming for April.
Well, they've been here for a little while now. And the bait car, if you watch our website, which I'm sure you do, OceansideCSV.org, our crime watch statistics, we are getting a lot more break and enters into vehicles that are locked and basically theft for motor vehicles for those that are unlocked.
Mm.
Surprisingly, or maybe not, there's a lot of theft from unlocked vehicles. Go figure. Knowing that, the RCMP have a bait vehicle out there. So it's not about as much just stealing the car, but if you do steal anything from the car, you will go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
If you steal the car, you will go to jail. I think there's a theme in there, basically.
You can look at it funny. That's
you
okay.
Can. And this time of the year, we actually have a bait bike.
Whoa,
exactly. So for those that have sticky fingers and are wanting to liberate that which does not belong to them, know that the ears and eyes of the law are upon them.
So this is a pedal bike?
It is a pedal bike.
Okay.
It's amazing with new technology. I mean, you look at dash cams and how small they are nowadays. And if you know that Google, Google knows where I'm at, you can be found pretty readily. In fact, the first time they deployed the bait bike, they didn't realize they had set it up, and they thought there was something wrong because within 5 minutes of placing the bike, it was moving. And they said, well, there's something wrong with the GPS. No, it was stolen within 5 minutes of them putting it out. And yes, the person was apprehended, and yes, they couldn't prove ownership that it was their bike.
Ow.
Surprise, surprise. But that goes again to the reason why we have our 5-9 bike registration as well.
Right.
The stickers are on there. It shows bad guys, hey, this bike is registered. So if you see one that doesn't have one of our stickers, it may bite you a little bit leery that, you know what, you may not be wanting to meet the constabulary on the same level anymore.
Fair enough.
There you go.
Okay, what's this April 9th event?
April 9th, we have a wonderful volunteer, team lead Dana, and she does talks on fraud prevention and awareness. So identity theft is becoming a bigger and bigger issue as we do more and more things online. And you know what? They're looking for every opportunity they can to get more information about you.
Or just answering a phone call. I got one last night.
Isn't it amazing? Technology, good and bad. So now we're seeing both sides of it.
Yeah.
Simple little things, recording your voice and then saying you did agree to a contract. It is mind-boggling people will go to make it, to try to make it legitimate.
Wow.
So we're trying to educate people, and we're very fortunate to team up with SOS Seniors Connecting Group in Qualicum Beach. This month, they're actually going to be meeting at the Gardens, and that'll be on April the 9th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you're not a part of this group, by all means, please join up. This is a great opportunity to get some really, really valuable tips. Dana is great in her presentations. She gives lots of real-life examples, so wonderful thing to keep in the back of your head. So education, number one.
Good stuff. April 9th, Gardens, 11 to 1.
Yes.
And then the very next day, as I see on the list here, car seat safety.
Something that we never, ever talk about. Oh, wait a minute. We always talk about. Can't get over enough. And unfortunately, we had an incident a little over a month ago, a crash outside of Port Alberni. Four occupants in a vehicle. None of them were wearing seatbelts. One of them is deceased. Two adults and two children. One adult and the two children did survive, but they went through quite a traumatic experience, and it could have been minimized. You know, it is preventable what happens within the crash cage, and that's one of the things that we really want to get across to people. So April the 10th, and actually April the 26th as well. So we got two events going on at the Oceanside Public Health Clinic in Parksville. Both events are from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and you don't need an appointment. It is free of charge, and we'll get you on the right road.
Okay.
And
is,
now,
do you have a standing date? Is it like the second or fourth Saturdays, or
it is the second Wednesday of the month that we're always at the health clinic, and it just works out good because it's also the immunization clinic for young children, and it's always good because we have eyes on them when they come in. We can see how much they've stretched. As parents, you're so busy with other things, you may not forget that. Unlike adults, we just go in the car and buckle up the same way.
Right.
Children, they're stretching. So
yeah.
We're kind of the reminder, hey, is everything where it should be?
Okay.
And now an exclusive for listeners of the beach.
Oh, okay. Everyone gather around.
Sunday, March 31st.
Yes.
The RCMP will do a roadside. Now, unlike our gentle approach where you come to us, the RCMP are going to be going to you. So there will be, in the Oceanside area, an RCMP road stop, and they are checking for child restraints. If the restraint does not meet the codes, you will not be allowed to proceed. So that's kind of ominous, but the message has to get out there. I tell you what, you talk to any of the RCMP members that ever attended a crash, and there's children involved, and they look at things that could be done to prevent injury. That's why they're very serious. So to listeners of the beach, just have it out there. Know that on this coming Sunday, March 31st, there will be RCMP roadside. They will be checking child restraint systems. So exclusive to the beach.
Thanks for the heads up.
There you go.
Okay, we got to wrap it up here. Any last words?
Actually, to yourself and to many of our volunteers, April 7th through April 13th is National Volunteer Appreciation Week.
Yeah.
And to all of you, thank you so much for your service. None of the programs we can offer would be able to get out to the public without your dedication. And speaking of that dedication, our volunteers will be out on Monday, April the 1st, because it's back to school.
What?
Yes, I knew I'd catch on that
first.
One. I want to throw that one at the very end. So watch for our Speed Watch volunteers. We'll be out next week reminding motorists it's not a 2-month break, but it's a 2-week break. And yes, we'll have to re-educate again.
That's right. Spring break is wrapping up. Okay, then I guess until next month.
Until next month. Keep listening to the beach.
Same channel. I was going to say same bat channel, and that would date me. Michael Garland from Oceanside QD Safety Volunteers, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.